about I felt things went.
For myself personally, or?
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's, you know, the worst case scenario. You never, once you don't start, you don't want to go in, because that either means you're down or there's an injury, and you never, I mean, you never wish ill will on anyone. So obviously it was unfortunate that I had to go in, but you know, it was a couple good penalty kills. Guys killed penalties well for in front of me in the third, and you know, we made it close and exciting, but I just couldn't find that last one. So yeah, something to build off of, but
yeah, you were in there a matter of seconds before you had to kill penalties.
Yeah.
So, great.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what you play hockey for, is those types of challenges and playing meaningful minutes. So you know, it was good for me to get my feet wet, but obviously you know, inauspicious way for things to start, and you know, the reasons going in were obviously less than ideal too.
The result wasn't good, but are you guys at least happy with the way you came back there in the third period?
Yeah, but that I think lessens probably how we thought we wanted to play for the first two. So I thought we had a good start. We weathered the storm a little bit in their building, but you know, it's results that matter, not how well you play for stretches. So.
How loud was it out there for you, guys?
Yeah, it's loud. It's a great building. Yeah, I had the pleasure of playing here in the AHL and in the American Hockey League, and a couple times last year with Toronto. So the place gets rocking. It's a smaller building, but the fans are loud and they're right on top of you. So you know, it seems like a fun place to play.
How's it been for you personally to adjust to playing with a new goaltender and a new team?
I mean, I try not to adjust what I'm doing too much. Just try and stop pucks. It's been great working with the goalie coaches here and the coaching staff. And obviously, Quick's a world-class goaltender. So just trying to learn through osmosis a little bit, pick up as much as I can. And you know, he does so many things well that seems like he'll never catch him in terms of trying to emulate him. But you know, you're always trying to build off of what he's doing and learn because he's been through so much and had so much success. So cool.